Welcome back to Stephen Minister Training. This is our second class, and the topic is feelings, yours, mine, and ours. It's module 2 in the Stephen Minister Training Program. Now, you've done your pre-class reading, and we're going to be referring back to some of what you learned in that reading as we go through the class. You might wonder, how can you have a whole session on feelings? Doesn't seem like there's enough to it. Hopefully you're going to find that there's a great deal of information that will prove to be very helpful to you as a Christian caregiver. So to begin with, we're going to start with an exercise that you can do right there sitting in your chair. The purpose of today's session, or one of the major goals, is to become better able to help others recognize, accept, and express their feelings. If you turn to page 33 in your Stephen Minister Training Manual, that's where we are. That's the presentation outline. To start off, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, actually more than a couple. But I'll ask you to please close your eyes and relax in your chair and just imagine the answers to these questions. Feelings are part of the human experience. Without feelings, we'd be living as something less than human beings. For example, what would life be like if you never experienced any pleasure from eating good food or any hunger from not eating while still needing to eat to survive? Or what would it be like if you never felt any desire to do well in anything you attempted and never felt any sense of accomplishment no matter what you did? What would your relationships be like if you never experienced any affection, amusement, annoyance, anger, or love toward others? What would life be like without feelings? If you and everyone else behaved in a robotic way without any emotional motivation or response. Go ahead, you can open your eyes now. I ask in the class what thoughts everyone has about what they just heard. You see, emotions are a natural part of being human. Whether they're good or bad, the fact that we can experience emotions is a natural and very good thing. Your pre-class reading described how feelings, whether they're pleasant or painful, are a gift from God, truly a gift. Feelings bring meaning and motivation to our lives. They show us whether we're moving towards the life God intended for us and how to keep doing that, or whether we're headed in a different direction. And feelings can also reveal when things are not going well and what issues need to be addressed. We need to understand our feelings to get the most benefit from them. And as Stephen ministers, you will help your care receivers understand their feelings as you listen and empathize. Notice I said empathize, not sympathize, and there's a huge difference, which we will go over in a few minutes. Care receivers may be reluctant to face painful feelings, so their reaction might be to ignore them or suppress them. The problem with that is that process can also obstruct their feelings, their feeling pleasant feelings as well. Eventually, those difficult feelings will likely come to the surface, and usually it's at a most inconvenient time and in ways that are very difficult to control. Some care receivers have no problem acknowledging their difficult feelings, and they may even do so very forcefully. Now, some people, some Stephen ministers, may not be comfortable with how their care receivers express those feelings. So even a Stephen minister is very human, obviously, and may not be very equipped, in their mind at least, to be able to handle that kind of expression of feeling. The problem is, if they keep their distance from the care receiver as a result, that will force the care receiver to carry their feelings alone, which is contrary to the whole purpose of why the Stephen minister is there. It takes courage to face feelings in a constructive way, but doing so is necessary to experience healing and wholeness. So Stephen ministers focus on helping care receivers process their feelings. And the way they do it, or at least one of the ways they do it, is by providing a safe place. We're going to refer to a safe house, a safe place, a concept that you're going to become very familiar with as we go through this module and others. So a safe place for the care receiver to express those feelings and come to terms with them. Now, Jesus shared the feelings we experience. In Jesus, God became one of us. Most incredible miracle. A miracle of love. Jesus loved his family, enjoyed a wedding feast, felt satisfied after a long day of work, and appreciated a good meal, very much like we do. He was fully God and fully man. Jesus also suffered, as we know. He felt rejection, isolation, and hatred. He knows how it feels to be abandoned by God. So Jesus has been there, and he knows what we're experiencing. He shares our feelings and gives us courage to acknowledge and to deal with them. At the start of this lesson, back on page 33, there is a Bible verse from Romans 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Your caring presence as a Stephen minister, as an empathetic Stephen minister, helps your care receiver to realize they don't have to deal with their feelings alone. And once they realize that, they can more easily face their feelings and receive the healing and wholeness that God brings. Now, truly, this is not always easy. We need Jesus' help to remain fully present in your caring relationships, since sometimes people's feelings can stir up difficult feelings of our own, meaning the Stephen ministers. And Jesus will bring his gifts of healing and wholeness that your care receiver needs. And we should, meaning Stephen ministers, should also look to each other in our supervision meetings, because that's the place where we can bring support and care for each other. Jesus will be there also, helping to bear the burden so you can walk with your care receiver during very, very tough times. Rejoicing and mourning with your care receiver can be a very rewarding experience as you see God work through your presence to bring care to hurting people. Let's pray. Loving Father, your word shows us that you're no stranger to feelings, from compassion to sadness to joy. When you created us in your image, you gave us feelings, and we are so grateful. We rejoice in your love for us, and we want to learn to love as you do. We hope and trust that you will be with us every step of the way on this caring journey. Receive our thanks and praise for all your gifts, and especially now for the gift of feelings. We pray this in the name of your Son. Amen. Okay, let's look at a slide, and what the slide is talking about is a feelings discussion. our own feelings. When we study the topic of caring for others' feelings, we can learn how to better understand our own feelings. I'll mention what the exercise is. There's an exercise that the Stephen Minister trainees will be doing as a group of four using their manual. And they're going to be looking at the feelings list. I'm mentioning this because in your pre-class reading, at the end of the reading, there's a long list of feelings, a variety of feelings. And you were asked to prepare to talk about three that you experienced in the previous week. So they're going to be doing that and discussing their feelings back and forth for a few minutes. From this exercise, the point of it was that we would gain an idea of the range of feelings a person can feel just in the course of a week. A variety of emotions is likely, and they can change. God created us to experience the full range of feelings. Keep this in mind, if you would, please, as we go through this lesson. Now, there's another exercise that will be covered. It's titled, Why Feelings Need to Be Expressed. And that will be gone through in the class. And we talk about the benefits that we experience from sharing our feelings, and also what problems have arisen in the past in our own experience when we didn't share our feelings. The bottom line is, remember, when you share your feelings, you receive significant benefits for your life, your relationships, and overall well-being. Feelings benefit us, and so we need to express them. Difficult feelings require special attention. If you avoid them, if you deny them, there's more than likely going to be very undesirable results. Now, there's another concept in Stephen Ministry, which is kind of a fundamental one, which most people remember because it's an interesting concept and it really suggests the definition of it very clearly. It's called the feelings pot. You can kind of visualize this. Just as the steam in a pot must escape, difficult feelings have to have a way out. Because if there's no vent in the lid, an explosion is likely to happen. We look at a model for handling feelings. We're going to talk about three steps for handling feelings in a very proper, healthy way. Helping your care receiver through these steps is part of what you will do as a Stephen Minister. First of all, we must encourage the care receiver to recognize the presence of a feeling that they're having. Now, sometimes that's pretty easy. For example, a disappointment in a person may manifest itself in tears. A person may cry. It's easy to kind of spot that there's sadness there. But other times, the Stephen Minister may have a bit of a challenge trying to figure out how to recognize the feelings that they're not really seeing or not seeing well. It could be a challenge. When feelings are painful, a person might choose to suppress them. Why? Very simply, to avoid the pain of experiencing them. When people try to bury intense feelings, there's denial. I remember, just an example, someone who had lost his wife and was really devastated. And I remember being in the vicinity when a friend came up to him and said, this wasn't very long after her death, and said, how are you doing? And a big smile on his face, and he said, I'm doing great. Well, not so much. But again, when people try to bury intense feelings, and they do so for very understandable reasons, that's considered denial. People don't even always realize they're in denial. That's the thing about feelings. because they're usually buried very deep. If you recognize your care receiver's feelings, it will help you to know what to do or say to help them acknowledge them. So you want to pay attention to some of the signs of what the care receiver may be feeling. People express feelings verbally and nonverbally. For example, a few things to kind of bear in mind and keep on the lookout for. Watch the tone of voice that you're hearing that the care receiver use, especially if it's different from what you normally have heard. It may be slower, maybe faster, louder, or softer. Any of these can mean different states of mind. Another thing that we hear about a lot is body language, and some people kind of poo-poo that and it's not that important. Well, it is that important. That's why it's never as effective to talk to someone over a telephone than it is face-to-face, because you completely lose the body language cue. The body language itself can be a number of things. It can be the way a person carries themselves. It can indicate how they're feeling. Like, for example, slumped shoulders, a head hanging down, clenched fists, walking with a spring in one step, more positive. All of these things send a message if you are alert to them and you see it and understand it. Another thing to look for, inconsistencies. Sometimes there's an inconsistency between a care receiver's words and behavior. And that can be a hint as to how they're feeling. They can be denying their feelings, saying everything's okay, but as they're saying it, you notice they're wringing their hands. So maybe everything's not quite okay. This can be a clue to explore your care receiver's feelings more carefully. These are all clues to explore those feelings more carefully. Or your care receiver may contradict something they told you earlier. For example, let's say 1 week, your care receiver is very concerned about their child for various reasons. They tell you all about it. The next week when you see them, all's great. No more concerns. Well, maybe things have improved, but it also could mean trouble, because it could also mean they're denying the gravity of the situation. It's too painful. It's better just to act like it's not there. A care receiver may show strong feelings about a person by refusing to discuss them, just refusing to bring it up. And if the topic comes up or the person comes up, they change the subject. So one thing we recommend is a tool that's used in good listening skills. And next module is on listening skills, and you'll hear more about it then. But it's called reflecting or reflective listening. And what it means is, look, Stephen Minister, as the listener, will summarize and say back to the care receiver in their own words what they thought they heard you say or the care receiver say. Focus note 2 on page 34 in your book is a good little exercise to work through, even if you just read it through, as to how that may work, how to use reflective listening. Also, you can gently point out to your care receiver the inconsistencies you've noticed. Gently point them out. Focus note 3 on page 35 gives you some suggestions as to how to do that. Now let's move to the second step. We have recognition of feelings now, acceptance of those feelings. Step 2, after the care receiver recognizes the feelings that they're having, is to accept the feeling that it is okay. So, for example, a care receiver may feel angry with someone and may feel justified with that anger, but sometimes they may feel guilty about it, thinking their anger is somehow wrong In your pre-class reading, you learned that feelings are intended for our benefit. It is up to us to decide how to respond to them. So, if you kind of remember this, it'll help. Feelings are neither good nor bad. They are neutral. It's our actions that are based on our feelings that can be either good or bad, sinful or not sinful. For example, a grieving spouse may be angry that her husband left her. He had nothing to do with it, but he had no choice. He was called. But you could say, as a Stephen minister, I know others who feel the same way you do, or very similarly as you do under these circumstances. You're not alone. However, if that same Stephen minister chooses to go a different route and recoils in shock or disbelief as what they just heard from this grieving spouse, the care receiver could easily shy away from sharing feelings in the future. So as a Stephen minister, you have to accept the other person's feelings. You give them permission to accept, when you do that, you give them permission to accept those feelings as well. The last step, recognize, accept, express. Step three in handling feelings is express them. Now, in your pre-class reading, it said that feelings are meant to be expressed and that people can express feelings in a variety of ways, both verbally and non-verbally. When you're a Stephen minister, your role is to help your care receiver express feelings in appropriate ways that they're very comfortable with. Take a look at Focus Note 4, please, on page 35 in your Stephen Ministry Training Manual. Expressing feelings. It's worth reading through, and I would ask you to do that at this time, please. Now, sometimes the order is, as we say, you know, recognize feelings, accept them, express them, but it can change. For example, a care receiver can talk kind of theoretically or hypothetically about a feeling they have. Say it's fear, or a feeling that one might have under the circumstances. Once they realize it's okay to have such a feeling, which is the acceptance part, they can express the feeling that they have had all along. So in conclusion, as a Stephen minister, you will provide care and support, and God works through that to bring about growth and transformation in your care receiver. So you will do what you're trained to do, being trained right now to do, and God will heal. Stephen ministers help care receivers to recognize, accept, express their feelings, trusting in God to bring about wholeness and healing. This is a break point in the class. And picking up after the break, there's an exercise. Trainees during that exercise will share some personal feelings. Some might be difficult, and I caution people to remember confidentiality and that in our classroom setting, we are cautioned not to repeat personal information outside that setting. There's a confidence there. So that should help in this exercise as well. So the exercise enabled the parties, the pairs, to talk about feelings, whether you know they were easy to identify, and what was difficult about identifying feelings. So what was easy about identifying feelings and what was difficult about identifying feelings. Now we're going to move on to another fundamental concept in Stephen Ministry. It's an interesting illustration, and it's packed with information that's very practical. And it's called the mud hole. The mud hole you can see illustrated on page 37 in your book. Let's talk a little bit about the meaning. First, we talk about empathy. Now, if you look at the figures in the mud hole, from left to right, sympathy, over-identification down in the pit, the care receiver right in the middle in the pit, empathy, holding on to the root of a tree on the right side. So, you've got the picture. Empathy is a key skill that Christian caregivers use. On page 36 in your book, you'll see the term empathy defined, and it's defined by the psychologist Carl Rogers. And he defines it as empathy is the ability to sense the client's private world as if it were your own, but without ever losing the as-if quality. Very important, that as-if. So empathy is the ability to sense the feelings that another person is experiencing without forgetting the reality that you're a separate individual. You don't get lost in them. You remember who you are, a separate individual. Sometimes people going through difficulties in life can get stuck in the mud hole. Sometimes people can use three different approaches to relate to care receivers who are in the mud hole. And again, I just mentioned it as I was looking at that graphic depiction. Sympathy, over-identification, and empathy. We're going to review each approach. The sympathetic caregiver, defined in Focus Note 9 on page 37. Definition of sympathy. Sympathy is defined as feeling concern for someone else without becoming involved in his or her life. That's the key difference between sympathy and empathy. The sympathetic person feels sorry for the care receiver, but remains at a distance and is detached from the care receiver. No relationship is established. Sometimes sympathy is enough. Tragedy happens to people that we really don't know. But in Stephen Ministry relationships, sympathy is not enough. Stephen ministers need to share their care receiver's burden of feelings like sadness and anger or despair. Sometimes your care receiver will need you to get in the mud with them so they know that they're not alone. When you walk into a card store, you see sympathy cards, but you'll never see empathy cards. Empathy is what is necessary in a caring relationship in Stephen Ministry. Let's look at over-identification, another approach. Not a good one. It is possible for a Stephen minister to overdo it, getting in the mud with a care receiver. Over-identification means getting so deeply involved as to be overwhelmed. Now, Focus Note 10, please take a look at it. It's on page 38 in your book. And it says, over-identification means taking on the care receiver's feelings and characteristics to the point that the caregiver is just as overwhelmed as the care receiver is. What could possibly go wrong? Well, in the illustration of the mud hole, the over-identification figure has jumped down into the mud hole, getting just as muddy as the care receiver and just as stuck. This means that the Stephen minister is lost in the caring relationship. They've lost their objectivity. They're no longer affected. They're done. the relationship is going nowhere. The care receiver still has no way to get out of the mud hole. And Christian caring requires more than merely companionship. That's something to remember. It's crucial. In Module 7, we're going to talk about maintaining boundaries in caregiving. Real important. And we will talk more about how to avoid over-identification at that time. Suffice it to say now, stay away from that kind of involvement. Empathy. Okay, now we're on the right side of the picture, of the graphic picture. The most caring and helpful approach certainly is empathy. Now, focus note 11 on page 38 of your lesson plan is a definition of empathy. Empathy is feeling another person's problems as if they were your own without actually taking them on yourself. So empathy involves walking in the care receiver's shoes without losing oneself in the care receiver's pain or problems. Let's go back to the illustration again. The empathetic caregiver gets into the mud hole with the care receiver while hanging on to the root of the tree at the right side of the picture. So the Stephen minister holding on to the tree, which allows the Stephen minister to get personally involved without getting stuck in the mud. The Stephen minister can extend one hand to the care receiver and still hold on to the tree with the other. You see, empathy allows you to feel your care receiver's pain, but you hang on to your own reality and sense of self, so you can be helpful to your care receiver. You're fully involved, but you're stable support for your care receiver. So the Stephen minister can show compassion, and should, assuring the care receiver they're not alone as they work through their problems. There's another meaning to the mud hole, especially for Christian caregivers. If you would just read, please, focus note 12, page 38. Another meaning for that tree you see with the roots. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. So the tree we hang on to can be the cross of Jesus Christ. So we have the strength and stability of Jesus as we reach out to people in need. Can't go wrong with that approach. Any questions? Well, for those listening to this recording, unfortunately, I can't answer them. I can answer them. You can look me up and I'll be happy to try. But we do open it up to class discussion. The next slide comes up with another important concept. Creating a safe place for people to recognize, accept, and express feelings. That safe place comes up again. We talked about the three steps for handling feelings: recognize, accept, express. And feelings can be very personal, and it can feel really risky to share them. Sometimes so risky to even admit you have them. So the Stephen minister must create a safe place for their care receiver to talk about their feelings. First of all, let's look at comfort / discomfort talking about feelings. What would a safe place look like? And what can a Stephen minister do to help create it? There's an exercise involved here and some information in your book. You might want to look it over, kind of get the idea of what this exercise is about. You'll see the information on page 39 in your book, and kind of read through it and maybe get some ideas for those that aren't directly in the class. So there's some role playing and there's an exercise. So these are really good thoughts to keep in mind when creating a safe place for your care receiver to share feelings. Think about what actions, what things you can do to increase the comfort of that situation when your care receiver is trying to talk about their feelings, very difficult personal feelings, and what actions might decrease their comfort. Try to avoid those. Let's look now at the concept of the safe house. I mentioned the safe house earlier, and the illustration is on page 41 in your book. So what does a safe house mean? Well, the safe house is a very simple image of a safe place to share feelings. We talked about how important it is to have that safe place, and the safe house is a perfect example, illustration of it. So take a look on page 41 in your Stephen Ministry training manual. So the safe house is a place the Stephen minister provides where the care receiver can share their deepest feelings and they know they won't be embarrassed, judged, or rejected. We'll just walk through it. If you look at the illustration, I'll kind of talk about each of the pieces to it. The foundation of that house is grace-based acceptance. That means that the Stephen minister accepts their care receiver unconditionally, just as Jesus does. In this way, they feel safe enough to share. The Stephen minister shows patience, they're non-judgmental, and they hold unconditional positive regard for their care receiver. Focus note 16. It shows up on page 42 in your book. Again, it's Carl Rogers' condition for growth and change. The therapist experiences unconditional positive regard for the client. So there's no conditions associated with it. They are regarded in a very positive manner by, in that case, the psychologist. In this case, the Stephen minister. This means recognizing the inherent value and worth of your care receiver and that they are created in the image of God just as we are. Practically speaking, if your care receiver did something awful, detestable, if you disagree with something they say or believe, if your care receiver makes a decision you think is a big mistake, you continue to support without any judgment. You continue to love and to care. Now, there's the proviso on this. You may be thinking, well, what about if they appear to be at a point where they might do harm? This we're going to discuss in detail later, because this does not apply to those rare situations. It's not that they can't happen, but they're very rare. So in the case of someone who may be suicidal, homicidal, or experiencing abuse, again, those kinds of situations are rare, and we'll get into a lot deeper discussion as to how to deal with them should they ever arise at a later point in the training. So in Christian caring, our acceptance of others is based on God's acceptance of us. Now we look at one of the walls, listening. We mentioned active listening. By using that skill with your care receiver knows you're fully present with them. And again, in the next module on listening skills, we'll learn more about it, how to do it. When you listen, you're not giving advice. You're also not psychoanalyzing your care receiver's words and actions and body language. We're not doing that. We're not even qualified to do that. You're not ignoring your care receiver while trying to figure out what to say next. I've been there. I know what that is like. Not good. This skill is crucial to encouraging people to share their feelings. So as you learn about effective caring listening, you will become better at creating that safe place we're talking about, so your care receiver will be willing to share. The opposite wall is empathy. Okay. Remember the mud hole? Empathy creates care receivers feeling safe in sharing their feelings. So it helps care receivers to feel safe in sharing their deep feelings. The Stephen Minister connects with their care receiver at a very deep level as a result. And so the care receiver feels accepted, loved, forgiven. You're on a good road to helping that person through this tough time. The roof, confidentiality. People will not feel safe sharing feelings unless they're absolutely certain that the information will stay between their Stephen Minister and themselves. If a care receiver even suspects the information they share with a Stephen Minister is shared outside that relationship, they may not trust enough to openly share with their Stephen Minister. And it truly can damage the relationship. And it's even possible that it may be destructive of that relationship to the point where it may not be able to continue. So we're going to talk, again, because confidentiality is so critical, there's a module 9, dedicated to it. So we're going to talk in much deeper terms when we go through that module. But enough to be said now that it's a critical part of creating that safe place. The door, the last piece, is trust. The doorway to the safe house is trust. So it clears the way for honest and meaningful healing. Honest and meaningful discussion, I'm sorry, which would lead to healing by sharing deeply personal feelings. So we've covered a lot. And I hope that at this point you understand the importance of understanding how to deal with people's feelings and how to deal with them in a way that will benefit them and help them to heal. The caregiver's compass is looked at again at the end of every module. It is at this time too. What I suggest you might want to do is just jot down some notes when you have a moment as to how this module showed each quality: compassion, faith, skill, and trustworthiness. And that's for your own information as we go forward. Okay, looking ahead. This module was on feelings, another foundational concept, and very much at the heart of caring relationships in Stephen Ministry. The next one we mentioned, the art of listening. And listening is, without a doubt, central. It's a central skill for Stephen Ministers to use in caregiving. There is a very strong connection between feelings and listening. And we're going to see that other piece to that relationship next week. Your reading assignment in your Stephen Minister Training Manual, Volume 1, please read the pre-class reading for The Art of Listening. It begins on page 45 and runs to 59. And once again, your Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life book, written by Dr. Houck. Please read chapters 5 through 8. Now, please, let's close in prayer. Father, you have created us in your image as people with feelings, and we're very grateful. Thank you for the gift of feelings and for the joy and meaning they bring to our lives. Continue to prepare us to serve others as Stephen Ministers. Fill us with the knowledge and compassion for other people's pain. Most of all, Give us faith in Jesus Christ as the great physician by whose stripes we're healed. Heal us so that we will be fit vessels to carry your gift of healing to other people who are hurting. And we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, and looking forward to talking to you next time when we get into the art of listening. God bless.